Some readings from She's Flowers and Fire by Butterflies Rising. Fire, wild and glow. I think it's breathtaking how your heart just spills out of you. It's some kind of soul ache just pouring out. It's somewhere dark that your spirit has had to fight from. There's wreckage where it all comes from, and there are times that just being human feels like a violence. But beautiful things spill out of you. The way wildfires burn. The way butterflies fly wild. The way fireflies glow. So let your heart be fire. And let your soul be wild, and let your spirit glow, because the way it spills out of you is just breathtaking. On the following pages is room where you can write your own words. The poet's notes. Say this to yourself as much as you need to hear it. Being affected by things is beautiful. As overwhelming as it can get, it is beautiful. And your heart may get a little worn out and weary at times, but it grows and expands and makes space for more. More beauty, more love, more compassion, more passion. You are moved and affected and changed and expanded by things, and it's beautiful. The next writings. Passion and vulnerability. Fire and wild and art and love and sugar and soul. A pull towards the stars, an ache to be more free, to feel so alive, with a need to feel things deeper and sweeter and closer, and a heart that changes shape when something moves you. It's also beautiful. So let go of the ways this world says you're supposed to be, and feel all of the ways that your soul is. Fire and wild and art and love and sugar and soul. I think it's breathtaking how your heart just spills out of you. The poet's notes read. I write a lot about being oversensitive and overpassionate and overfeeling because I think I have to. It can be such chaotic and restless energy and can easily become anxiety for me. And honestly, there are some days that just being human feels violent. I think overfeeling souls have to keep reminding ourselves of the ways that feeling so much makes us beautiful, and to find ways to pour it into something beautiful. Being out in nature has always helped me, and music helps, and writing and creativity help too. So whether for you it's nature or art and creativity, or maybe even just writing in a journal, I hope that if you're a sensitive soul, you can also find ways to remind yourself that as overwhelming as feeling so much can be, it's also so much of what makes you beautiful. The final notes on this from the poet. You're so sensitive, and you think that's what's wrong with you. But it's something beautiful about you. It's what makes you so good. So let your heart be fire, and let your soul be wild, and let your spirit glow. I often hear about this word empath, or we know of the word empathy, but being an empath, being empathic, I sometimes feel as though that statement, I am an empath, really has, I don't know, sometimes I think people grasp onto it without fully understanding its meaning. And not to say that I do. I thought I was an empath for a period of time. I feel what I would normally say too deeply, too strongly, too much. But what I actually think in reality is that I am emotional. I am passionate. I feel strongly. The word too doesn't factor into it. And I make no apology for it. I used to. When I was younger, I used to apologize. I would be the one crying when the baby was born. I would be the one crying, you know, at the wedding. I would be the one crying, just the one crying. I cry very, it just has to pour out of me. I can't, kind of gun. And I know I'm not alone in that. You know, it's not an uncommon thing. I get quite overwhelmed with emotion at times, and I'll cry. I have a bit of a cry. It comes out my eyes, and I'm not alone in this. I know that. And some people see it as endearing. For me, it can be embarrassing. I cried watching my students graduate from one particular college in England, because I was just so proud of them and the adversities that they had overcome, because they came from a low socioeconomic area and they worked their tails off. It was at an all female college, and I was the head of music there, and I was just so very proud of them. And I cried. And it doesn't take much for me to cry. But now I don't hide that. That is just who I am. And I feel like this reading, let me just go back to it now. I think, I'm speaking from a position of I don't know, but I think there are people who would like to be able to, or wish that they could emote in that kind of way, and don't have that capacity. I feel like maybe I got their quota a little bit. There are people in my life who are like that. I have a relative who is like that, and it can often be mistaken for not caring and not being compassionate. But I think in this sense, I don't know. I'm getting to a point in my life where I don't care what anybody thinks to a certain, like in my personal life, how I react is how I react. And if you want to label that oversensitive, knock yourself out. You know, I am what I am. And I think that's partly what this is. What you are is what you are. And that's not something that's wrong with you. It's something that is beautiful about you. It is something that makes you who you are. And if you can be your genuine self, and if this is your genuine self, then have at it. Have at it. I'm all for it. Let your heart be fire, and let your soul be wild, and let your spirit glow.